The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We've got lots to talk about today. We heading into space, cyberspace, that is. I want to talk about that a little bit this morning. Like I said, some housekeeping. And then what's in the news? There's lots to talk about. And so I want to touch on some stories I've collected from this week and last week. And then let's dive into the newspapers. So housekeeping, let's get it out of the way quickly. Dundas, the Dundas is in the midst of a major fundraising effort to keep the Dundas alive. The young people say we on board, and they are hosting every month an open mic at the Black Box at the Dundas. This month's open mic will be hosted on January the 30th. That's Thursday, January the 30th. You should come out. I have it on good sources. The Chicchani News Network has a number of stories in the camera to show y'all at this event, and I think it's worth coming out. It's an expose on the NIB verification process. You never believe who you'd buck when you getting verified. You know, there's an old Chinese adage that says, like, if you sit at the river, like, don't rush after your enemies. If you sit on the river's edge, eventually they're going to float past you, right? That kind of thing. You'd be surprised who you buck at NIB verification. On that same night is the Hannah Hasty Times Family Association meeting for the month of January. That's January the 30th at St. John's College. Meeting starts at 6 p.m., Same day, Junior Junkanoo, Thursday the 30th, Junior Junkanoo. Hopefully we'll talk more about that on Thursday. Last week, I received an invitation to attend and participate in another forum. The week before, it was a forum hosted by the Ministry of Health, Public Health and Wellness. This week, last week, it was another forum hosted by the Ministry of Health and Wellness. This forum was entitled Mental Health Act in Action. It was a symposium, and it was a great time in the sense that as a media personality, it was great to see so many stakeholders in the room participating in the conversation. The questions were just succinct, relevant, on point, and I got great subject matters and topics for discussion, and I'm hoping to have in studio a number of our mental health and wellness professionals to engage the public about the work that they're doing and how they connect to the new Mental Health Act. I want to say thank you to the coordinators, you know, that reached out to media partners and Guardian media partners in particular to have us sit at the table during this discussion. I got some texts in right away. Hi, with you, Texter. Great show as usual. I have a great idea to raise money for them. The police need to ticket people for littering, and 10% of each fine goes towards their organization. That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. If I were like the Geriatric Association of the Bahamas, I'd jump on that idea right away too. Like if I were an advocacy group that advocates for policies and services to protect young and vulnerable people, I jump on this. I start lobbying for that right away. Thank you, Texter. Another text. Good morning. The Dundas should also create an Instagram page as well. But I know you could search right now. I think you could search Black Box Open Mic. Search that on Instagram and see if that comes up. But you're right. A big part of this marketing this fundraising campaign is marketing and letting people know that you need the money, why you need the money, and how much you need from them. Texter, you like to cane, you like this idea of caning people. I am still opposed to that. However, I appreciate your text with the police fining people for littering. There's an unfortunate traffic fatality this morning, East Street South. I think it occurred at roughly approximately 5 a.m. We say condolences to the family and loved ones of the driver or the individual who lost their life. I'm going to get back to that in a second. I just got another text, and I want to slide this in before we get to the discussion. Back by popular demand, The Affair. The Affair, that was that play. Oh, I heard it was good. I mean, I knew it was going to be good because Dion Johnson in it. That boy is good in everything that he does. It's being hosted, I think, at Bahamas Harvest Friday the 31st and Saturday the 1st. Doors open at 7 p.m. General tickets in advance, $40 for general, $50 at the door. $60 for VIP, no VIP door sales. So if you're looking for VIP, you must purchase in advance. Don't be causing no entanglement up in the people play because you want a VIP seat. Texter, thank you very much. Yes, I woke this morning to a news item about a traffic fatality on East Street South. I prepared notes today to talk about a new, what they call smishing scam, a new banking scam, and some of the stories in the media that would identify the government and state agencies, right, that make up the ecosystem that provides regulation or oversight, right, in these matters. And then I saw the story about the traffic fatality, and I say, boy, 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 KB said it, we heading into space, right? Cyberspace and actual space, but we don't understand and cannot manage the space that we are in right now. Talking about we won't go to space and we in cyberspace, it's not making much sense. So I want to go to this article in today's Tribune. Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. So for a few minutes, we're going to focus on these two articles, one in the Tribune, one in the Guardian. The Tribune article, sans obesity threatens to bankrupt this nation. And then in this today's Guardian business section, FAO report, Bahamas food insecurity among the lowest in the region. So let's go to the first story, sans obesity threatens to bankrupt this nation. The Bahamas' hemisphere worst status on adult obesity threatens to, quote, bankrupt this nation, close quote, and, quote, wipe out its economy, close quotes, unless the country, quote, gets a grip, close quotes. A former health minister warned yesterday. Dr. Dwayne Sands, FNM chairman, said that while, quote, the siren was sounded many years ago, close quotes, the Bahamas has simply failed to tackle its non-communicable diseases crisis. After a report released yesterday by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization reaffirmed nearly 50% of the country's adult population is obese. The report, which also received input from the likes of the World Food Program and World Health Organization's revealed that the percentage of adults deemed obese in the Bahamas is around three times higher than the global average at 15.8%, and also at least 15 percentage points higher than Latin America and Caribbean regional average of 29.9%. Again, the Bahamas is around three times higher than the global average at 15.8%, and also at least 15 percentage points higher than the Latin America and Caribbean regional average of 29.9%. Quote, in the Caribbean, more than 45% of the adult population of the Bahamas and of St. Kitts and Nevis was affected by obesity in 2022, the FAO report revealed. Quote, in Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, Jamaica, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, around one-third of the population was affected by obesity. On the contrary, the country with the lowest prevalence in this sub-region was Haiti at 10.7%, close quotes. And accompanying to place the Bahamas as the Western Hemisphere leader on obesity, an unwanted status with between 45% to 50% of the population found to be overweight based on their body mass index. Dr. Sands noting that the FAO report's findings align, just pull into page 5 now, align with the Bahamas' own research, said too many are dying early, and as a result, not only are they and their family members robbed through their lives ending too soon, but the economy also loses out on their productive years. And besides the extra strain and cost imposed on the public and private healthcare systems in coping with conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and kidney failure, he added that obesity and related illnesses also undermine worker productivity and output. The article continues. I want to stick a pin right there for a second. And I think that there's also another correlation, another thing to look at. I think that we drive our cars the same way that we drive our bodies. The speed that we walk with, or the speed that we make critical decisions about how and when we're going to walk, it's the same speed, the pace at which we make decisions in our vehicle. Obesity has led many of us, unable to drive a car appropriately. because we turn the car through the corner the same way we turn our body through a corner. Not understanding the difference. See, before we head into cyberspace or actual space, maybe we need to work a little bit on spatial awareness on the ground. I got a text here that says, we simply eat too much. We are too fat as a nation. I am not disagreeing with you there, Texter. Well, let's go to this FAO report in the Nassau Guardian business section. FAO report, Bahamas food insecurity among the lowest in the region. While the Bahamas declares that it has a major food insecurity problem because it is dependent on food imports, a new United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, that's FAO, report on food security and nutrition finds the Bahamas is one of the countries in the Caribbean with quote, the lowest prevalence of moderate or severe food insecurity, close quote. The country is, though, listed as one with some of the highest costs to maintain a healthy diet. The average cost of a healthy diet per person per day was $5.41 in 2022, making the Bahamas the seventh most expensive country in the list of 39 countries. So the average cost of a healthy diet per person per day was $5.41 in 2022. I am not making sense of that stat. I understand what it says. At least I think I understand what it says. The average cost of a healthy diet for one person for one day was $5.41 in 2022, making the Bahamas the seventh most expensive country in the list of 39 countries. Which Bahamas? The Commonwealth of the Bahamas? And what constitutes a healthy diet? The report titled, quote, Latin America and the Caribbean Regional Overview of Food Security and Nutrition, close quotes, explains that the Bahamas' food insecurity percentage is at 17.2. Only Uruguay and Costa Rica have a lower food insecurity percentage than the Bahamas. Quote, this country joins Grenada at the lower end of the scale in terms of food insecurity. The report explains, quote, in the Caribbean, in the 2021-2023 triennium, Haiti showed a prevalence of 82.8%, while in Jamaica and the Dominican Republic, the prevalence was 55.1% and 46.1%, respectively. In Antigua and Barbuda and Barbados, approximately one-third of the population was affected by this kind of food insecurity. The report defines food insecurity as measured by the Food Insecurity Experience Scale as a, quote, limited access to food at the level of individuals or households due to a lack of money or other resources, close quotes. The FAO explains that the Bahamas and other Caribbean countries' supply of food is under threat from climatological events that occur not only in the region but globally, because of their overdependence on imports from countries outside the region. I want to stick a pin there because we're in a hurricane zone. Right? We get back to that in a moment. Quote, the high dependence on external food sources makes these countries especially vulnerable to disruptions in global food supply chains caused by climate extremes in other regions. Quote, according to a report published in 2024 by FAO and IDB, Bahamas, Barbados, the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, El Salvador, Panama, Dominican Republic, Guyana, Haiti, Jamaica, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago are net importers of agri-food products in the region. The report adds, quote, the National Food and Nutrition Security Policy and Action Plan 2017-2021 of the Bahamas indicates that one of the main sources of vulnerability to food insecurity is the impact of climate variability. So the policy objectives include strengthening resilience mechanisms in the face of various crises, including the climate crisis, close quotes. While the report covers undernourishment statistics as well, the Bahamas is one of five countries with unavailable data on this topic. It does note that the country's prevalence of obesity has been rising steadily through the reported years of 2000 to 2022. It notes that the country's adult obesity rate was at 47.3% in 2022. The government has been working to improve the country's food security over the years by attempting to help farmers and fishers improve their production. End of article. Let's go back through the article for a second. Texters, I see your texts. I'm getting them to them in a moment. I just want to make a couple of points here. First of all, the National Food and Nutrition Security Policy and Action Plan 2017 to 2021 of the Bahamas. Has anybody seen it? Did you know that it existed so you could then go and ask for it? Let me tell you what an administrative crisis looks like. The government is doing a lot of work, it appears. It appears that way when you read these articles and you have referenced these state agencies. But it also appears that you cannot have access to this document, this policy, this idea, unless you are working directly with the Ministry of Agriculture in a Ministry of Agriculture program. That's madness. How is civil society, NGO, the private sector supposed to assist the government? Right? How are they supposed to use their expertise to grow the industry in collaboration with the government? If they only get access to the document if they are special enough to be invited to a special meeting. That's the first point. The second point is, I want to read this here. So it says, so the policy objectives include strengthening resilience mechanisms in the face of various crises, including the climate crisis. You know what they're talking about? They're talking about the Golden Yoke program. See, that was supposed to be a resilience mechanism that we could rely on in the face of a global crisis like the avian flu, right? But here's the thing. It's not like the avian flu just popped up. Advocates been talking about the avian flu from the pandemic. As we were easing lockdowns. The Golden Yoke program is supposed to be a resilience mechanism that we could rely on in the face of a global crisis like the bird flu. Another point I want to make, I come into the text line right now, is this idea that we're looking at our internal production and our import numbers, right? But see, because we are in a hurricane zone and like we smack in the middle of it, this requires a nuanced formulation, right? Because we cannot necessarily rely primarily long-term on internal production because investors don't care about hurricanes in the way that we do. Let's go to the text line. Texas said, that's highly inaccurate. Eating healthy ranges from $20 to $30 per day per person. Let me tell you all the truth. Let me tell you all the truth. 10 years ago, I would have told you it's possible. 10 years ago, as a vendor, I could have put my hand on the best sweet peppers being produced in the whole Commonwealth. The Bahamas, produced in New Providence. And I was selling them for $3 for two large, pristine, perfect sweet peppers. The price I was able to access locally grown lettuce, locally grown cucumbers at, as a vendor, right? At cost, at the farm. I would have agreed that $5.41, right? At that figure. Because it's possible with organization, understanding the resources that are available and then organizing so that you could maximize the value. But my source of lettuce, producer, let's prep the caller, tomatoes, lettuce, cucumbers, and sweet peppers has completely and totally disappeared. The company wrap up. They finished growing things. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
So as usual.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that we have a very big problem with food that's roaming along us in the near future. I talk about the close future.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is because of Donald Trump and the immigration policy that he has, right?
Mm-hmm.
They said that 75% of the farmers are illegal immigrants and actually not showing up to work,
mm-hmm.
which is going to force the food prices to go up extremely high.
Already has.
Yes. And mm-hmm. they said that also because of the bird flu situation, the eggs in the U.S. is actually $7.50.
Yep.
So this is going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be an issue.
Yes, it's going to get worse because, you know, $100 now could only buy but three or four items in the food store now.
Oh, boy, yeah, depending on the items, you could leave the food store with 1.5 bags of groceries amounting to $100, depending on the items.
But this is going to be crazy.
We got some things we could do on our side, you know. There are things that we could do on our side that they don't necessarily change those global and external capitalist dynamics that impact the cost of food, but we could stretch our dollar by doing things slightly differently.
By not buying an iPhone 15?
I mean, thank you so much, sir, for opening the door for this charge. If you spend a mortgage payment on a phone and somebody take your phone, don't cry. I mean, don't cry about the theft. Cry about how you could have paid your mortgage next month, but now you can't sell your phone. I just saying, don't cry. Yes, sir, choices like those. Now, mind you, right? Mind you, like I expressed last week or the week before last, the category that I'm in, I keep buying these bubblers from the bubbler phone company and all they doing is bubbling, right? So I understand why people will go for a more expensive phone. I understand if it's you use your phone in a professional capacity, why you're opting for a more expensive phone. By talking about slightly different things as well, right? Like, did you know you could buy in wholesale and buy in bulk? But here's the thing about wholesale and buying in bulk. You got to change your attitude about food, about how you eat, when you eat, what you eat, what food means to you. You got to have you have to have conversations with your children about it, about how your living situation will change, how you require them to think differently about food. But yeah, $20 to $30 a day is more accurate if you are purchasing food, prepared food. But if you are meal prepping and proportioning your food at home, you could reduce the cost, but I don't know if it'll drop to $5.41. Here's another text. Aaron, we eat too much poison takeout, period. And why follow road laws when there are so many illegal immigrants breaking the road? Why follow road laws? Because y'all, listen, this is the second one. The second one for the day. So you telling me that you get in your car and you say, other people are breaking the law, so I could break the law too? I'd like to thank you for welcoming me into my villain Grammy era. I go be a villainous Grammy. Why follow road laws when there are so many illegal immigrants breaking the road so you don't kill people, children? That's the answer. land and constitution laws every day. Our laws for Bahamians only. They pollute our waters, burn our trees, and trash our beaches. Please excuse my sarcasm. Listen, every time I drive past Montague and I see all those boats in the harbor living free, not paying any tax, not certain where they're dumping their waste, not certain where they're dumping, because you know there's trash and garbage, right? Trash is dry, garbage is wet. I don't know where they're dumping any of it. Are they coming to shore to dump their waste in the bin on the ramp? When they go on an island, they're cutting down the trees to make fire to keep the mosquitoes away? I agree. Our laws for Bahamians only. Another text, please tell the government we love high bills. We love illegal immigration. We love bad roads. We love no access to real beaches and we love slavery. Well, Texter, every time election approaches and the electorate has not enhanced its capacity to perform its duty, then that's what you're telling the politicians. Here's another text. Aaron, how about this? Tax the junk and make healthy food less costly. Look at the Carmichael area. Popeyes, 2 Bamboo, 2 KFC, 2 Wendy's, 2 Domino's, and 2 more greasy restaurants. Grease Central. My Lord, some people that live there would kill for a salad bar. There's a salad bar. It's open every Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m., Gladstone Road, Farmers Market. That's the salad bar right there. Where are the delis? See, here's my thing. Where are the delis? Where are the delis for working class people? I know one in town. Now, the people who would sell rum cake and park their car however they want. Right? We know the infamous one, but where is the deli for working class people who on their way home from work, they could stop and purchase however much food, cooked food they could afford? That's why I like food store deli. When I got $2 in my pocket, I tell the girl, keep it under $1.50. I just need something to keep me alive till I get home. Here's another text. Aaron, you're absolutely right. Why aren't we producing eggs in the volatile economic environment? Where is the golden yolk program? And what happened to the chickens? What happened to the first feed mill? Here's another text. Oh, trust me, I mean all foreigners when I complain. I feel you. Thank you. There's a deli on Carmichael. That ain't the type of deli I mean. But I appreciate that there is a business offering different types of food options. I ain't dissing you. I ain't gonna just snatch you and go. I ain't gonna diss you like that. All right. So, obesity is on the rise dangerously threatening levels, right? I think we had, the article say 47.4 or 47.3%. It notes that the country's adult obesity rate was at 47.3% in 2022. That's just obesity. Wait till we break it down between obesity and morbidly obese, right? Here's another crisis we have looming. We've had guests on from, representatives on from the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. We've talked about the expected surge in dementia cases over the next 50 years. What we've talked less about, but we should talk more about, is a potential link between, like, our inability to manage and process sugar properly, and Alzheimer's. Scientists are suggesting that Alzheimer's behaves in a way that we could call it diabetes type 3. Right? We have a very, very real crisis looming. And perhaps a part of our labor shortage crisis is that we don't understand what it means to be organized labor. Okay, you have the skills. Okay, you could do the job. But could you do the job at the pace required to maintain the pace of this development? Here's a text. Is Subway and Tropical Gyro considered healthy food? Here's the thing. I think a number of these entities have healthy food options. I think those two names you just texted have healthier food options, right? But then there's also in moderation. So you could have healthy food options, but the amount that you consume or the way that you consume it negates the existing benefit. So we got some real issues that we need to delve into, because the FAO says that we are one of the least food insecure. So we have access to food. But when we read, and I'm going to read again from the article, the country is, though listed as one with some of the highest costs to maintain a healthy diet. The average cost of a healthy diet per person per day was $5.41. When we get to that side and it suggests that we have access to food, we don't necessarily have access to the best food options. And then I will add that some people, their wallets just cannot access the best food. That's what I mean. The working man will go out and he will buy lunch, buy food. Does he have a refrigerator to keep a salad in at work? Does he have the amenities at work to maintain the freshness of his healthy food options? That's because if he's lucky enough to make a salad at home and bring it to work, right? If he buys a salad on his way to work, if he buys a salad at 11 a.m., does he have a refrigerator to maintain the freshness of his food purchases? Does he have a refrigerator at home to hold the ingredients? Right? These are all things that must be considered, but I think most importantly, is the average cost of a healthy diet per person per day in the Bahamas $5.41? And who is the Bahamian? What does their daily routine look like so that they could eat a healthy diet of $5.41 that costs $5.41 per day? Producer, let's prep for a break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to delve into some more headlines. We can touch on some headlines for the day. I just thought this was important to talk about. First of all, the articles in and of themselves are important. The data in it is extremely important. But are we talking about it in a way that it applies to our lived experience? I want to know, who is this boy who could afford a healthy diet for $5.41 in 2022? We're coming right back. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Rocket ship, buckle up, let's ride. Get ready for the lift. I want to show you what the planets fly you to the moon. I want to send you into warp drive, into the twilight zone. I want to orbit around Uranus, open up the hatch, see if any life down there, any crab I can catch. Cause I'll always be a Bahamian gal. Anywhere I go, eating plenty crab.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what's happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in for what?
Wait, he fooled with your girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on your side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Alpha Sounds Promotion presents Back to Love, an unforgettable evening of smooth R&B vibes and cherished memories. Join us at the Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, February 15th for a spectacular all-white affair featuring live performances by soul sensations, Freddie Jackson.
Hey everybody, it's Freddie Jackson. I'm coming to Nassau, Bahamas, and we are looking forward to the night of love.
Also performing Regina Bell. Also featuring Bahamas' very own Essence Band, Back to Love. Saturday, February 15th. It's a spectacular all-white affair at the Nassau Cruise Port. Get tickets online. BahamasEtickets.com. Plantation Bar and Grill. Big Boys Cafe. And Tropics Bar and Grill. For more info, contact 822-6863.
And I hope to see you there. Make it like it.
Impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Woo! Ha-ha! Come on! I tell you! Because this Junker New music make them come back for more. They love the Bahamian people, they're so nice and so sweet. But on that Junker New morning, they just get so crazy. They got little drum beating high.
Good morning, welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. We're going to close off the show with some more headlines. What's in the news? I wanted to talk about Trump a little bit. Maybe I can talk about Trump in a moment, but here is an article is good news in today's Guardian Business section. Abaco Big Bird ramping up production in March. Abaco Big Bird Poultry Farm Limited will increase its broiler chicken production by 4,000 to 5,000 birds in March when it expands its hatchery. The farm's operations manager, Lance Pinder, told Guardian Business yesterday. Pinder also explained that due to the bird flu epidemic in the U.S., the cost of chicken has risen as a result of the cost of broiler chicks increasing by 130%. Pinder said Abaco Big Bird's broiler chick supply was adversely affected by the large culling of birds that occurred due to the bird flu. He said that problem has abated, and the farm's expansion in March should allay any shortage fears for a while. He explained that the demand for chicken seems to be up, which prompted Abaco Big Bird to, and I imagine it continues to expand. Anybody thought about starting a private feed mill? Yeah? I mean, there may be opportunities for funding through the FAO and other supranational or intergovernmental agencies, right, to manage a private sector feed mill. If it is that the state is unable to manage the infrastructure themselves. Some good stories. Okay, so I saw this story in the Guardian this week. Bahamians involved in cybersecurity roadmap for region. Three Bahamian cybersecurity experts have joined Commonwealth fellows in developing a roadmap to combat cybercrime in the Caribbean region, according to a press statement on the inaugural meeting of the Commonwealth Caribbean Cyber Fellowship. One of the experts is Sumitria McKinney, head of the Computer Incident Response Team at the Office of the Prime Minister in the Bahamas. And we say congratulations to these three Bahamians. Very interesting article, and it speaks to cross-coordination with other regional counterparts. Another article, cybersecurity expert warns of salt typhoon threat. If you read, CIBC warns customers of text messaging scam. This is a local expert, Scott McKinsey, Chief Executive Officer of Cloud Carib, talking about the text messaging scam. Another great article to read to familiarize yourself with this new landscape. Bahamas launches National Cybersecurity Strategic Plan. Nassau Tribune, 18th of December, 2024. Here's a text. How can BPL president be all over the place promoting Minister Colby Davis and he have yet spoken with his union members concerning privatization? There's an article in today's Guardian. Front fold. Bahamas must be mindful of Trump energy policy, says Minister, Energy and Transport Minister JoBeth Colby-Davis yesterday, pointed to U.S. President Donald Trump's new energy policy, which expands oil and gas consumption, and said any push to increase the use of fossil fuels can lead to concerns about global warming and climate change. Quote, our closest ally and partner have recently undergone a change in administration, close quotes. She said at the opening ceremony of Legal Week 2025 at the University of the Bahamas. Text, are you worried about the president of the union not talking to its union members? I worried about the government not talking to the citizens about engaging in multi-decade contracts with entities who they refuse to clearly explain to us who they are. I could be 73 when the Pike Agreement. I could be 73 when the 25-year contract expires. I could barely remember half of y'all. What we gonna remember in 25 years? But perhaps it's a symptom, right? Like perhaps it's what happens when there's nobody actually, curating, nobody actually providing oversight in the space. The union president treats the union members the same way the minister treats the citizens. That's how it is. Go sometimes. Texter. Here's another story. Again, Bahamas launches National Cybersecurity Strategic Plan, 18th of December, Nassau Tribune. I think it's a very important article to read. It's a great foundation to begin your own research into this new space. And just to close off the show, it's been, day 174 since the U.S. say they're banning TikTok. Delay to TikTok ban gets Trump sign off. BBC, this is from the BBC, 21st of January 2025. President Trump has signed an executive order granting TikTok a 75-day extension to comply with a law that requires a sale or ban of the platform. He says, during that time, the U.S. will not enforce the law passed by Congress last year and signed by former President Joe Biden. Another quick article as we end the show. Trump's 75-day extension of TikTok ban falls into, quote, gray area, close quote, experts say. What to know, that's a USA Today article posted yesterday. How can Trump override the ban, which is federal legislation, question mark? In short, Trump and his administration are taking advantage of, quote, prosecutorial discretion, close quote, Sperry said. Prosecutorial discretion is the power of the government to decide how to apply a law to a person, or in this case, companies. Quote, you could, and I'm sure the defenders of the executive order would say this, argue that they're just using their prosecutorial discretion here to do what's in the public interest, close quotes, Sperry said. I really wanted to talk about this cyberspace. I'm probably going to get back to it in the coming days. I really wanted to. But then KB reminded me. We talking about going into space and cyberspace and outer space, and we don't even, you taking the little roach to the moon and you don't even know how to deal with them on the plate. Maybe we got to learn how to walk before we run, or at least before we fly. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.